Immigration holds at the Kenyon County Jail are on the rise, which could suggest there's an uptick in local immigration enforcement, as well as changing enforcement priorities. Immigration holds are one way to actually track enforcement trends, and 2018 records suggest that Kenyon County is set to double the number of immigration holds just from last year. Nicole Foy, a reporter with the Idaho Press, wrote an article explaining this process. It appeared in the Sunday edition of the paper, and Nicole is joining me live in studio to talk about the article as well as how they reported on this story. Welcome to the program, Nicole.
Thanks so much for having me.
I want you to start with telling me about the significance of the immigration holds going up over the last year. I read your article, mm-hmm. and in it you said in 2017, Kenyon County saw 48 mm-hmm. holds, but just in the first 6 months of 2018, they saw 47.
Yes. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting because what a lot of people don't realize is that just because we're not anywhere close to the Mexican border, we don't have an immigration detention center, and there haven't been highly publicized raids like there was recently in Ohio on businesses, that immigration officials aren't operating in our area. But actually, our Kenyon County has something called an intergovernmental service agreement with ICE, which basically means they agree to hold inmates who are booked into the jail that ICE sees and has an interest in deporting. And so they agree to hold them on their behalf. And so that's just one way that we see that happening in Idaho, because really what's happening in Idaho is we're seeing the uptick in interior enforcement. We're nowhere near the border, so we're not dealing with people who have recently crossed into the country. We're dealing with they're changing their priorities on who they consider should be deported right away.
So talk to me about that, because in your article, that was one of the things you mentioned, mm-hmm. was that in our area, we're seeing detainees who must have been here for a while because their children mm-hmm. are U.S.
Yes.
born.
Yes. So, and these are people who previously weren't considered a high priority for deportation. Before there was an executive order, President Donald Trump rescinded it in 2017, that kind of placed priorities on what criminal offenders that we want deported right away. And so these are usually people with violent crimes, with drug charges, with DUIs. That order was rescinded in 2017. And so that means that immigration officials have more leeway to deport someone, for example, who has a very limited criminal history. And the reason that they actually ended up in the Kenyon County Jail is because they got pulled over for a broken taillight and found out that they didn't have a driver's license.
And what is that then doing to our Hispanic population in Kenyon County? And what I mean by that is before, if you were driving on a suspended license or mm-hmm. you didn't have a license, I mean, that wasn't going to land you as an immigration mm-hmm. detainee, but it could now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And we have seen several of those cases. In fact, back in March, I profiled the case of a Nampa man who was pulled over because Caldwell police couldn't quite see his license plate on the new car that he just purchased, pulled over, found out that he didn't have a driver's license, was booked into the Kenyon County Jail, and within 3 days had been transferred to the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington.
And this was for not having a driver's license.
Yes.
So in the past, before mm-hmm. this was rescinded, mm-hmm. as you talked about with President Trump, mm-hmm. someone like this gentleman likely would have gotten, a slap on the hand, would have gotten a ticket because
yeah.
he didn't have a driver's license.
Yes, yes. And actually, Pedro Campos, who we profiled, he had paid this ticket. He had been here for more than 10 years, and he had paid this ticket before when he, I can't remember exactly what the traffic offense was, but it was just
a traffic offense.
Yes, yeah.
So tell me then about how it works with detainees, because I think a lot of people don't realize, like as you said, Nicole, mm-hmm. we don't have a detention center mm-hmm. in Idaho. So it is an incredibly long process.
Yes.
If you are held.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so basically what happens if someone is booked into the Kenyon County Jail and ICE expresses, immigration officials express an interest in taking them into custody, they are usually transferred first to the Department of Homeland Security in Boise, but they're very briefly there. They're transferred then next to the Elmore County Jail. And then they are transferred again to the to Tacoma, where the Northwest Detention Center is. And in that case, if their lawyer wasn't able to apply for a bond for them in Boise. That means they're going to have to wait and apply for a bond at the detention center, which usually means they're waiting for a month far away from their family.
And then from there, they go to Utah, correct?
Well, so that's where our court is.
Okay.
So Idaho also doesn't have a sitting immigration court. We're overseen by the court out of Salt Lake City, Utah. So if they do get, let's say they were transferred to Tacoma, after a month they are awarded a bond because they're not deemed a flight risk, you know, they have a low criminal history, they can come back to Boise. And generally the way this works is it's a video arraignment in Boise with their immigration lawyer, but it's Utah judges.
I'm speaking with Nicole Foy with the Idaho Press about her article that ran in the Sunday paper on rising immigration detainee numbers in Canyon County. Nicole, you spoke with a number of immigration attorneys mm-hmm. in this article. Tell me about what they had to say about this.
Yeah, the persistent message is that mm-hmm. they are handling cases that they have not had to handle in the past, not because they didn't have experience with it, but because, like I mentioned before, there are more people who are considered a priority for deportation. So people with lower criminal history, people who previously, because they had citizen children, may have not been considered a priority. But now those families specifically are the ones who are ending up at risk for deportation and removal.
And tell me how you reported on this story. Where did you get the data? I think it's important for people
Sure.
to understand how you go about doing a story mm-hmm. like this.
Well, it actually started a while ago in November when we found out that Canyon County had this intergovernmental service agreement with ICE. And so from there, we were able to request the records of basically receipts. How because ICE pays $54 a night per person, we can request the receipts to see who did Canyon County get paid to hold on behalf of immigration officials. And so we also, in addition to requesting those records, we've also just been watching the Canyon County Jail roster. When someone is booked into the Canyon County Jail, if they are determined to be undocumented, they have something come up on their along with their charges, it says immigration hold. And so we have been counting those. We've been counting to see who's still in our jail with immigration holds. And sometimes who had an immigration hold and suddenly disappeared off the system. And those are the people who are being transferred into ICE custody.
So because there is this agreement mm-hmm. and ICE is paying Canyon County mm-hmm. and we say, you know, $54 a day, mm-hmm. that doesn't seem like that much, mm-hmm. but that adds up.
Yes.
In your reporting, did you find if there is an incentive to hold people based on this agreement?
There hasn't been, I mean, like you said, Canyon County has an overcrowded jail.
They do.
They have an overcrowded jail, and they are being paid to hold these on their behalf. Canyon County officials haven't said that this is why they're holding it, but they have expressed that they're very willing to work with immigration officials. They have a very collaborative relationship, and they completely are willing to help them detain who they're looking to detain.
And that's what they told you in
yes.
the article?
Yes.
So tell me again then about what they expect to do with these numbers continuing mm-hmm. to rise. Where are they going to house these people? Because mm-hmm. as we just talked to Betsy mm-hmm. about the piece that aired today about prison expansion, mm-hmm. we just don't have enough space.
Yes.
And we have people who are supposed to be in prison being held at county jails. Mm-hmm. Now we have detainees being held mm-hmm. at the Canyon County Jail.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the world do they expect to continue to hold people?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, and I don't really know the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the amount of people who are held on behalf of immigration officials fluctuates from day to day. It could be two people one day, it could be 17 people the next day. But yeah, I mean, I can't speculate what they'll choose to do, but Canyon County is I cover the Canyon County Jail as well, mm-hmm. and they are desperately trying to either pay for a new jail or find some temporary housing for just the inmates that they still have.
Well, in fact, you did a story a while ago mm-hmm. about what they're doing with female mm-hmm. Inmates mm-hmm. at the Canyon County Jail.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me a little bit about that, because people may not be aware of basically these are modular units
yes.
that they've brought in.
Yes. Well, they haven't brought them in yet. County commissioners have to approve.
But this is something
that they're seriously considering. They're seeing a huge uptick in female female inmates, and there's just not enough room for them in their current housing. So they're considering bringing in these, for lack of a better word, steel trailers that are kind of modeled off something that is in Greene County, Missouri, I believe, and they might set them up in the parking lot, and we'll have 10 more. And of course, you know, they're reinforced. There's lots of security measures made, but it's still, we have more temporary housing at our Canyon County Jail as they try to come up with money for a new one.
And final question, when you spoke with Canyon County mm-hmm. officials, do they expect these number of detainees to rise? Do they mm-hmm. do they expect to see more numbers? Because we already hit the number that we saw mm-hmm. a year ago.
Well, I mean, again, they didn't speak about, you know, what they plan to do in the future. But again, they're willing to work with immigration officials. They have said multiple times that they have a collaborative working relationship. So I see no reason why, if immigration officials decide to keep taking interest in people who previously they may not have, I see no reason why Canyon County jail officials would help them.
I want to thank you for coming in today, Nicole, and talking about this. My guest today has been Nicole Foy, a reporter with the Idaho Press. She's been talking about her article regarding rising immigration holds in Canyon County. You can, of course, read that full article at the Idaho Press website. That is idahopress.com. We will, of course, link Nicole's article to our website as well, so you can read the entire story there. Nicole, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.